You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Just a quick note about the foods I'm eating these days. Jeremy, you should be able to relate to this when you get on a health kick kind of thing. But for us, it was more of a have to kind of thing. I always laugh. I think of Samuel L. Jackson in the movie Pulp Fiction when he's talking. He has that scene. And he goes, "My girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me vegetarian." It's very funny.
That's right.
Without saying too much, and I know a lot of people tend to send me emails when I talk about this stuff. I will not reveal any more information, but everything is going to be fine. But Gretchen was diagnosed with a precancerous condition. And so she's getting all sorts of treatment now, and they say this is to keep her. It's precancerous, so it's to keep her from developing cancer. But part of that includes changing her diet.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, she's like, we really need to, both of us, change our diet. So
so you guess what you're eating.
So
I've been seeing a lot of smoothies over there.
Yeah, and they're very plant-based smoothies.
A little grainy, a little dirt-ish.
Yeah, and a, kind of a dark green color.
Yeah, yeah. So what is that? Know? Spinach, kale, alfalfa?
I don't know. She puts a bunch of stuff in, and she puts fruit in it, too. And then there's the natural sweetener, so there's no sugar in there.
Yeah, yeah,
like
and
that,
I think you do actually put a scoop of dirt in those, so.
She made, I had oatmeal this morning. And it's not like any oatmeal I've ever had in my life. Because it's some other type of grain thing or whatever. I don't know. It's also interesting. So, what I've learned is two things. A, it takes a lot longer to prepare this stuff. And B, damn, is it expensive to live healthy?
Sure. You're going to all the fancy health food stores now to get all this stuff.
And I'm not telling people anything they don't already know. I'm just reiterating. It is
better
expensive.
Food is going to be more expensive. Yeah. She better take on a couple more piano students. That's all I'm saying.
The truth, isn't it? Oh, my God. So, anyway, if I...
That's good, though, that you guys are doing that anyway.
I had some cake over the weekend, and that was it. That's it. That was
are you going to stick with this for a while? Because I know both you and I have gone on again, off again, on again, off again, eating healthy. And I mean, I'm due to do that again.
I don't think I have any choice. Because I want to not have any choice.
Yeah.
Because A, I want to support her, and B, support myself. I mean, it's better for me.
It is.
It's just better for me.
Yeah, it is.
So,
last night I was sneaking over to the fridge because we had an impulse buy of cookie dough. It's the Pillsbury package of cookie dough that you can eat raw or you can cook and make into cookies. And I don't think any of that's going to make its way into the oven.
Yeah, right.
So they're like little cookie dough nuggets and they're addictive. Really, really addictive. I had like two before I went to bed last night. I was like, I shouldn't be doing this.
But you did.
But here I am.
Well, and I told you, we were talking on the show yesterday about treats and how much the average person spends on treats. And I told you that last week, you know, I went to Dairy Queen. I got the Choco Brownie Extreme Blizzard. And I can't do that. That's it. That was my last.
That's done. You're donezo.
You know, and every once in a while, I will still have a treat. But I would say easily 95% of the time, we are both now bound and determined to make this happen. I mean, now her life depends on it. So
yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
And
man.
Really, ultimately, Jeremy, all of our lives depend on it.
It is eye opening when you really sit back and start evaluating what you are putting into your mouth and your kids' mouths. It's eye opening. We're eating a lot of crap. We really are.
Maybe we can. I don't know if we expand on this or not, but you know, have you noticed? Have you ever done an inventory, not of what you're eating, but how much of it you're eating?
Yes, because when I dropped, a few months back, I dropped a good 15 pounds, and I contributed a lot to cutting out alcohol. I cut out a lot of alcohol, and then portion control, because I wasn't getting up for seconds and thirds at dinner, and I wasn't making excessive amounts of food. It was just enough for the four of us, and when it was gone, it was gone. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge factor, is going up for those seconds and thirds. Because that's just, and you're packing it in and then you go to bed on all that.
Yeah, or just how much you put on your plate to begin with.
Yep. Smaller plates. They say use smaller plates.
Small plates, small portions, and...
We don't need to eat as much as we're eating. We really don't.
It's so true. We're a gluttonous society.
We are. But, it's hard,
all right,
man.
Let's not talk anymore about that. I'll set my oatmeal aside. It was pretty good.
Do you have blueberries in that? I do have my oats and blueberries every morning. So.
Dude, blueberries are superfood.
I supposedly have a physical on Friday. I didn't even know about it. I looked at my calendar yesterday. There was a lot of things in my calendar that I didn't know about yesterday. And one popped up, and it was Friday. I was like, holy crap, I guess I got a physical? I didn't even know. And you know me, I've got to prepare for physicals. I'm like, I am in no shape right now to go get my blood drawn.
So you're going to spend the next 3 days?
The next 3 days. I'm actually thinking about going and running the stairs at Red Rocks today. So, yeah, the next 3 days, I'm going to be kicking it into high gear.
But
so
don't you want your physical to show how you
an
really
accurate
are?
Accurate representation?
Some,
yes,
yeah,
I
not
do.
Some, you know.
But this isn't me all the time. This is not me. I'm generally pretty darn healthy, pretty darn active.
But 70% of the time, it's you.
That I'm eating like crap?
No, that you just
I'm
live
being,
a normal
yes,
life.
Yes, 70% of the time.
You're
but
doing
like,
an artificial Jeremy
I know,
at your
the
checkups.
Last 2 months have not been good, so I don't want to be judged on my last 2 months. I don't want to go on any pills or anything, so not that I'm overweight or out of shape, but I need to kick it into gear the next couple of days.
So. Well, you could be, what do they call it, like fit out of shape, or what's that called again?
Skinny fat, or something like that.
Yep. That, you know, you're wearing... You know, clothes that fit and all that other stuff, but inside your body's like, whoa.
Help me! No more Michelob Ultras, please!
Did you go to that exhibit at the museum several years ago where they have the cadavers?
The body one, yes, I did, yep.
And then they showed like the supposedly healthy person and a cross section where they had cut into them?
Yeah, and it's insane how much fat's in you.
Yeah.
It didn't change, you know, anything, but it's really cool to go see if it comes back to town, you guys. Well, I mean, it's like I got my physical on Friday, and I want to be in great shape and everything, but then I've already texted Nick Nack this morning. I'm like, let's go to Bojo's in Idaho Springs this weekend and then walk across the street to Tommyknockers and get some beer. Oh!
What'd she say?
She's like, I'm in.
Okay.
What so time do you want to leave?
Yeah.
I was like, I need some pizza.
I went to the extreme last night of sitting there trying to figure, and I wonder how many of our listeners can relate to this. We'll probably get text messages on this. I was trying to figure out how often can you cheat? Because if you cheat too much, then it's no longer cheating.
Then it's a lifestyle. Actually, it's just your lifestyle.
Yeah, it's cutting the legs out from under whatever you're doing.
Once a week, I think the Friday or Saturday cheat. If I am doing good, I tend to try to pick at least a Friday night or a Saturday night to cheat a little bit. And that's where I'll have an old-fashioned with some friends and maybe some junk food.
Okay, so I was thinking
once a
twice
week.
A month. Instead of once a week, four times a month, I was thinking twice. So every other week.
Yeah.
You know, having something.
No, I think you got to do it at least once a week. I think The Rock even does once a week. He does his once a week.
Yeah, but he's starting. His baseline is way better than both
his
you
His job is to be in shape, but he does have his cheat days. I think it's once a week. So, I don't know. Two is not enough, man. Two is not enough. I feel like I'd have too many cravings throughout the week for Cheetos.
Terry texted in. She goes, anyone consider what breathing correctly does to your body? What does that mean?
What do you mean, Terry? In Littleton?
Breathing correctly?
In Little Fun?
Am I screwing up my breathing?
You got to do in through the nose, out through the mouth. In through the nose, out through the mouth, right? Does that make you, if you jack that up, does that make you overweight?
I need Terry from Littleton to write back.
Come
and
on, Terry.
What breathing correctly
the
means.
The breathing expert. Maybe it's when you see that delicious pizza in front of you, you know, you just, you got to like meditate a little bit before you start jamming it down your throat. Before you unbuckle your belt to see how much pizza pie you can get inside you. Breathe.
You want to know the worst I have been in the last 6 months?
Tell me.
Was last week, those 5 days that I was in Colorado.
Well, that it's hard when you're traveling and you're sitting in a hotel. Yeah.
Yes, it's difficult when you're traveling. However, I exacerbated that because I went to the extreme.
Dom sent me a picture where all he had for dinner was rolls. He sent me a plate of five rolls and an old fashioned. Was it four? Okay, sorry.
It was an old fashioned and four buttered garlic rolls.
They were so big it could have been like five normal rolls.
I ate two of them.
He's like, this is my dinner.
And I thought about putting the other two in a box and bringing them to you the next day at
work. To go so you could eat them in your hotel room. Rub them on your belly while you're laying in bed.
Turn on pay-per-view and sit there.
Didn't I say something about that? I was like, take that back to your room and get your sheets all greasy or something.
Yes, you did, actually.